Seabridge Gold had hoped to be mining copper, gold, and other metals by now. The KSM mine received approvals in 2014 on the condition that it break ground within 5 years. At the end of its 52-year lifespan, it would be designed to hold back billions of tons of liquid mine tailings. 2 years ago, it received an extension, giving it until 2024 to start work. Now, citing the COVID pandemic, it's asked for another 2 years after that. But mine critics in Canada say it's the mining company's failure to attract a partner, not the virus, that stalled development.
This is a fairly junior company, so they're needing to find a big buyer, and the price tag is huge.
Nikki Scoots heads Northern Confluence, a BC-based nonprofit that's critical of mine practices. Her group was among several to urge provincial regulators to hold the line and not grant the company more time. She says BC authorities, similar to Alaska, have granted mine companies waivers to keep working as essential industries amidst the pandemic.
You know, maybe it cost more, maybe it was a bit more challenging, but we know that work did go underway this summer despite the pandemic.
The tailings storage facility would include dams holding back liquid mine waste. At its highest, more than 780 feet, there are some risks and liabilities, such as seen in the 2014 with a tailings spill at Mount Polley.
You know, I imagine there's some risk aversion from some of the bigger players. They'd probably prefer to see to invest in mines that might not have as risky tailings facilities.
Southeast Alaska fishermen have long been wary of transboundary mining because of potential impacts on habitat on salmon-producing rivers and streams.
The KSM mine is up the Unik River, and that is one of them that appears on the Stocks of Concern list.
Amy Daugherty heads Alaska Trollers Association. Stocks of Concern are underperforming rivers where state biologists dial back commercial fishing opportunities to conserve the run.
You know, having low escapement year after year and having development up that very same river, it can, you know, shut us down.
Alaska and First Nation tribes have been monitoring mines being developed in BC's so-called Golden Triangle of mining projects on Southeast Alaska's doorstep.
We all need to pay attention to what's going on in the Unik River watershed, you know.
Rob Sanderson Jr. chairs the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission, a coalition of 15 tribal governments.
Those tailings sites, you know, are going to be well over 600 feet high, and anything happens up there in that watershed, it's going to affect everything in our Southeast Alaska waterways, especially in the southern southeast waterways.
In 2014, state regulators in Alaska registered concerns over potential impacts to fish habitat and water quality in the Unak River watershed. In 2017, state officials followed up with a fact-finding mission over the border, which included a flyover of KSM and meeting with mine executives and regulators. But this month, during a 30-day comment period, the Dunleavy administration opted not to weigh in. State regulators say they reasoned a permit extension wouldn't alter the project. That missed opportunity to affirm the state's interest in the project has disappointed those active in transboundary water politics. Joe Weitz is an activist with Salmon Beyond Borders in Juneau.
This inaction from the state of Alaska is doing a disservice to Alaska and Alaskans. And
Weitz says if the extension is granted, it'd potentially allow the mine to be developed using a 12-year-old analysis.
Again, we maintain that the state of Alaska, the Dunleavy administration, should join our congressional delegation in the push for international binding solutions to this very much international problem.
The permit extension received two comments in favor. One was an anonymous email. The other came from a local mine consultant who's done work in the past for Seabridge Gold on a nearby mine. The company insists the mine can and will be built safely and responsibly, bringing jobs to the sparsely populated area of Northwest BC. Seabridge Gold released a two-page statement arguing that the tailings facility would not impact water quality on the Alaska side of the border. Protection of the environment in both Canada and in the U.S. is a guiding principle behind the design of the KSM project, the company said. Austin Williams of Trout Unlimited says it's understandable that British Columbia seeks to develop its mineral resources, but he says it's got to be done in a way that's responsible.
That doesn't put all of the burden and the risk on Alaskans and, you know, really gives us some certainty that if something goes wrong with the transboundary mines, that Alaskans aren't stuck paying the price.
BC's Ministry of Environment and Climate Change Strategy says Seabridge Gold will be required to respond to the written comments. It says only then will it fully consider the Toronto-based mining company's request to further extend its permit through 2026. If the ministry rejects the permit extension, Seabridge Gold still has until the summer of 2024 to find a partner and get started. Otherwise, it'd be back to the drawing board. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.